Okay, let's get started with Vav Vasra, Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are on Lamed Vav and Mabez by the two dots as we continue here in Paraches Kasabatim. When we get back to the end of the Mishnah, the Mishnah had said that within the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael had said, if you remember, Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva both had said that one does not need the objective 3 years, even a partial first year, partial third year, and total middle year, that would be okay. But then Rabbi Yishmael said this only applies by a stay lavan, by a field of grain. Remember we said, why is a grain field called a stay lavan? Because there's no shade, there are no trees. But if one has a stay ilan, if one has an orchard, a field of orchard, so then even if I would gather in the fruits of part of the orchard. I have some grapes, I have some olives, I have some dates. I do a little bit of each one, and that's much less. Let's say that's 1 year, right? Each of them ripen at a different time of year. So that would itself function as Gimel Shanim itself, right? With the Rashi. There's still Rashi there at the end of the Mishnah, on the beginning of the Perek, on Daf Chav Ches. Rashi says, Harizu Chazaka Ki'ilu Hein Gimel Shanim. Even if it would be 3 years, because that is how Bailim would act, and therefore, again, you have to add in everything we've learned since then. And if somebody harvests for 3 years and the real owner doesn't say anything, that's a riot, because three different grapes and the olives and all of that, and still you don't say anything, so that is a riot. Or if you focus on the chazaka, you know, being machzik in three different produce products, so that itself is the way a bialim acts. Either way, that was the shita of Rabbi Yishmael. So now, says the Gemara, Amar Yishmael Bavedra Amar Mesei Alavan. Amar Abaya, Midu Rabbi Yishmael Nishmal Rabbanan. From Rabbi Yishmael, we could figure out the Shita of the Rabbanan. What does that mean? As we're going to see in the Gemara, there are really two elements to Rabbi Yishmael's Shita. Number one, Rabbi Yishmael says you don't need a full 3 years. So that for sure the Rabbanan argue on. That we know. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, and the Rabbanan. Even though this was, we mentioned already, the Rishonim point out, there's no Rabbanan named in the Mishnah, but it's clear that the Gemara is assuming there's another Shita out there, the Tanakhama, one might say, that one needs a full 3 years. So part one of Rabbi Yishmael's Shita is that one needs a full 3 years, so that for sure the Rabbanan argue with. But, as the Rashbam here explains, as we always like to do, minimize the arguments. We'd like to minimize, if there's an argument, Machlokas Tanoim, we'd like to say, to isolate a factor that they're arguing with, as the Gemara always does. The Gemara will have five examples. Really, everybody agrees to A, B, and C. The Machlokas is by D. The Machlokas is Yeshon L'Sfiris B'Tikul Vatsof. The Machlokas is whether Uman Kona B'Sheva Kli. The Gemara will try to isolate factors. So here, the Gemara assumes that the Rabbanan would only argue on the fact that you don't need three full 3 years. But they would agree with the idea, the second part of Rabbi Yishmael Shita, that to do a chazaka, to create a chazaka, one does not have to be machzik in the entire field. Even a portion of the field will be able to influence and be considered as if I was machzik on the whole field. Just like Rabbi Yishmael says, you can do grapes, and then olives, and then dates, and each one is considered one chazaka, and it's ki'ilu you have chazaka 3 years. So the Rabbanan don't say that you could have less than 3 years, but let's say within those 3 years, maybe you could just be machzik a portion of the field, and that would affect the entire field to be considered a chazak on the whole field. So that's what the Abaya says. Midu Rabbi Yishmael Nishmal the Rabbanan. From Rabbi Yishmael Shita, we could figure out the Rabbanan Shita. In the following case, if you want to look at what I just said, in the Rashbam, about 6 lines up from the bottom. Deleka plukta bein Rabbi Yishmael uvein Rabbanan ela bishana achas v'gimel shanim. That's the real machlokas. We like to say that's the what they're isolating that machlokas on. Avo kol mai de'amar Rabbi Yishmael bishana achas amir Rabbanan v'gimel shanim. But whatever the Rabbi Yishmael would say would work to be considered a year, the Rabbanan would say would work to be considered 3 years, meaning isolate that one machlokas and the rest would be agreed to. So here we go. So Abaye says, "From Yisrael, we know the Rabbanan." Hayulo, what's the case? Hayulo shloshim milanos mimata asar lebeisa. There are 30 trees, young trees, mimata from planted in asar lebeisa, 10 in the beisa, which is in 2,500 square amos. You have this number of trees, which we assume is the number that the trees, any 10 of the trees, would be nourished from the entire area of the field. That's what this ratio is. The Rashbam says it's dafka, this ratio. The Rashbam says if it's more or less, then you would not say this halacha. Let's just see what the halacha is, and then we'll see the Rashbam. So, if you have these 30 trees, so that is if that is what it is considered, achal asara b'shanazu, the asara b'shanazu, the asara b'shanazu, hare zu chazaka. If there are 30 and only 10 of them are harvested and used in each of the years, the Rabbanim would say that's good enough. You don't have to be mafsik in all 30 trees each of the years. Just like Rabbi Shmuel says, partial equals whole in the amount of time that he requires, the Rabbanim would say partial equals whole in the amount of time that they require. After all, says the Gemara, Lav mi amar Rabbi Yishmael, Chad peira havi chazaka l'kule peire. Doesn't Rabbi Yishmael say that one fruit, like in the Mishnah, would be a chazaka for the entire field, even for the other fruits? Achanami, hani havi chazaka lahani, v'hani havi chazaka lahani. So that's a bias, chiddush, that the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yishmael parallel each other, and therefore, partial consumption of the field would be good enough. And that would be all that we need. Like the Rashbam that we just said, the Rashbam points out on the bottom that it's this exact ratio. But if it was more or less, then this would not be considered a chazaka. Why? If it was more, if you have more trees stuffed into this area, so then we assume that some of those trees are asin leheyaker. They're going to be uprooted because there's too many trees in this area, and therefore you can't say some of those trees create a chazaka for the whole field. And the opposite, if it's less than this amount of trees, so then, says the Rashbam, we would say that if I only use a section of these trees, that's not getting nourished from the whole field. Only if there were 10 trees in this area with that ratio, that would be considered being nourished from the whole field. But less than that, would it be? So either way, says the Rashbam, it wouldn't work. The other Rishonim aren't so convinced that that is correct. If you look in the Ritva, if you look in the Rashba, they say it is lav davka. The Chiddush of the Gemara is just that, even if you have a lot of trees that you're not using, you're only using 10 out of 30, you know, that itself is good enough to be a chazaka. V'hadanaka shloshim ilanos, so I read it from the Ritva. V'chein adin b'pachos, says the Ritva against the Rashba, even though it says 30, even less than that. Kigot shahayu asara ilanos, the ochal shlosha. Let's see, if 10 trees. The ochal shlosha bishanazu. Bishlosha bishanazu. The arba bishanazu. Ubazinu bazue. We'll see what that means soon. They're scattered. Even 3, 3, and 4. That also, you don't doctor need the ratio of 30. Vechei kokayotzibo. Vinaka shlosha milanus lorabusa. The chidish, the apagav. To my de ishtar bakalshana vishana. To lo achole. Hu chashiv tuva. The chashiv ba'anpe napshe. Even though a lot of what I did not use, there's a lot more than what I did use. Kol beisah, afilo achi havi tfeilim l'may da'achal, v'hani havi chazaka lahani. That is the chiddush of the Ritva and the Rashba against what the Rashbam says. Okay, so that is Abaye's suggestion. And now we continue and say, v'hani mili hecha delo afiku. This is only, when would we say that the Rabbanan would agree to this, is if, let's say in the first year, I have the 10 trees that are blossomed, the other 10 trees have not blossomed yet. They have not blossomed yet, and that's why it works. Just like in Rabbi Yishmael's case, when you take the grapes, there are no olives yet. It's all at different times. It has to be that they're not at the same time. Aval afiku velo achal. But if they have blossomed, and there are fruit on those trees, and I leave them over, then lo havi chazaka. Then it's not a chazaka, because as the Rashbam says all the time in this parak, that's where Golayim will dover. That's a raya that I'm not the Bialim. If there are fruit that are ready to eat, ready to partake of and consume, and I don't take them, that shows that I'm not the owner. That shows that I'm trying to do something, get away with it on the side. If everything's ready, so harvest everything. So it has to be where the fruit did not come out yet. And vahu debaze bazuze. And only if it's scattered throughout the field. If it's only in one section, so then also that wouldn't be good enough in order to create the impression that it is mine, and using part of it would be enough to have all of it. So that's Bazi Bazuye. If you look in the Rashi,
talking about the one third ripe or no fruit.
So one third again. The other ones are not at least not ready to be eaten. A little bit out, but you might say afuke, but if they're not edible right then, that would be pashtus, so good enough. If you look in the Rashbam on Baze Bazuye, so he says, Lashem Bezia, Klomar, Vani Mili Dave Chazaka, Kashachal Asara, Bekol Shana, Haino Ade Pizur, Shachal Gimel, Bekol Beisa, Machze Kalasada, Aval Hach, Aval Achal, Yud Ilanos Beyachad, Bebeisa, if it's only 10 in one of the sections, so then that Beisa would be considered a Sudste Ilan Bifle Atzmo, and that wouldn't be good enough. It has to be scattered around. There is a Rambam. The Rambam. The Rambam here in Toiv Nitan has a different understanding of this, of our discussion, and the Achronim wonder, the Dosekelim on the Rambam wonder, where the Rambam got it from. If we look in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yutas and Chaf, the end of Perek Yud Beis, the Rambam says, Steilah, the part starts off by saying the, what our Gemara says. You have a Steilah, Shahayu Bashloshim Ilanos, Betoch Space Shalosim, and you ate 10 the first year, 10 the second, 10 the third year, Hechsek Bakol. And even though we pass like the Rabbanan, for the two requirements that the Gemara just said. Good. But then the Rambam adds, Bamed Varma Murim, when do we say that this is true? That there is the chazaka as long as it's scattered and as long as the other fruit didn't produce yet. Bamed Varma Murim Bisha Achal Hu Mixas Haperos Ubazizu Ha'am Shar Haperos. Question is, did he get this from the Bazai Bazuye line or some other understanding? When do we say that this all works to be a chazaka? If he ate part of the fruit and the rest of the Am took the other fruit. Aval im hiniach peroseyan alehen, but if he left fruit on the trees, hoel va'achal ilan mikan ve'elach. I'm sorry. Ha'achal ilan mikan mikol asada hechsin b'kol asada. Afal pishlo asav kol peroseha. When do we say that it's a problem if I didn't eat all the fruit? If other people come and ate some of the fruit. If they came along, ubazu am shar peros, that's when it's a problem. But if I left peros on the tree, but I ate a tree from here, and a tree from there, and a tree from there, still, even though I didn't eat all the fruit. Meaning the Rambam saying, maybe I didn't want to have that, maybe I don't need all of them, maybe I don't have enough, enough space in my silo. Either way, that's the Rambam. The Rambam says this whole issue is only where other people might have taken it. But if it was left on the tree, that does not undermine the fact that I am the owner. And the Ravid says here, Amar Avram Das Acheres Haisalo. Ki ra'a b'gemara v'hu debazi bazuye v'savar ki hu lashon bazeh v'shalal. Right, they spoiled it. Spoiled like in terms of taking spoils. Bazeh bazuye, that's when they took it, and that's a problem. V'ta'a ki hu kimo bazeh bazuye v'hu lashon pizur sha'achal shalosh b'kan v'shalosh b'kan. The Rambam says, I think like the Rashbam says, the Rambam seems to have an understanding of bazeh bazuye means, when do we say that it would be a problem if you didn't eat the ones that are afiku, only if the other people ate them. Okay, either way, this is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Magen Mishnah says, I don't know, the Ravid sometimes has a taina that the Gemara is against the Rambam. I don't know why this is so bad, right? The Rambam interprets the Gemara like this. Right, says the Magen Mishnah, v'yesh bazeh pirushin achirim harbei, v'echem mehem kasav vasakos, v'ini ro kushal, divrei Rabbeinu. I don't know what the Ravid's problem is in this context. But here we get a glimpse into a derech halimud of some of the Nosei Kelim. If you look in the Migdal Oz, one of the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam. Migdal Oz is known for always defending the Rambam, no matter what. V'ani Omer, Gambazu, Shalo Yatsa Mipiv, Mikamatame. He says, no, he goes through in these details why the Rambam interprets it like this. But then he says, V'hakosev Lashin Zos HaSaga, Lo Yara Lasov Daito, V'lo Hamik Lahashvos Daito Amdas Rabo. He says, look in the Rimi Gash on our Gemara. He has the same shot. And the Rambam often, in Baba Basra, would follow the Shita of the Rebbe Gash, who was his father's Rebbe, and therefore it's another way of understanding it. So I don't know what you're getting so excited about, Ravid. V'lo ra'o hanuschos, o ra'o v'lo hirgish v'dikta kayosi v'deyem, v'hiflik daito ladas acheres, v'aso toa. V'ayalichto, ki a Rambam ruach acheres imo, v'yimali acheri rabo, v'kshuros alachso, kim raboso, v'o amachirim, kosav oso beferish, k'mosha kav, k'safti b'hagdamas. So the Migdal says, I don't know, I'm defending the Rambam, the Rambam is beautiful and amazing. I don't know what the Ravid is jumping on. So whenever you read the Migdal Oz, it's always good to remember the words of the Yamshel Shlomo. Okay, the Migdal Oz is one of the classic Nosei Kelim on the Rambam. The Yamshel Shlomo, though, in general, is not happy with the Migdal Oz. Why? Because he says many of them Nosei Kelim, the Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, again, they obviously try to always explain the Rambam, but sometimes they'll be stuck. And sometimes they'll say, okay, I don't know. I can't figure this one out. You know, the Ravid sees more Mestaver, and, you know, the Rambam is Sorach Ian. The Migdal Oz will never do that. The Migdal Oz will always say the Ravid is wrong, no matter what. And says the Yamshel Shlomo, I don't think that's being intellectually honest. I don't think that's giving commentary is great, but every single time, derivative is always wrong and the Rambam is always right. The Rambam, the Yom Tov Shlomo talks about this at least in one place. I have it here in Bava Kamma. In the Yom Tov Shlomo in Paraches, Halach Os Tes. He quotes the Migdal Oz on a different context, which is totally not related to us. And then he says, Avomi, start with the Vihine Birov Shibusha Lokasavtiv, Vishari Leila Mare, Avshaya Chacham Vitamuda Bavadai. Obviously, the Migdal Oz was a great bucky in Shas. Avomisha Ma'ayin Birov Dvarav Upapilpulo, Umayin Acharkach Bishmaitza, Yudvarim Zarimum Vobalim, Veina Mesukanim. Very often, he is not giving a clear pshat. Uman no'e le'magid mishnah, she'eno nosei panim le'olam. The magid mishnah doesn't show favoritism. Ki lefamim, hi machriya gamkin kaharayvid. Mash'enkid b'hamigdaloz, she'la olam hu maskim em harambam. V'ilmali haya miyashvo hechrashki. And if, he's getting into the Megillah, right? And if he would just explain the Rambam, fine. Aval lechtov l'shonos gedolos, tama aniyem yatsa mipi harayvid, davar zeh. V'tov haya lo ashtika, kasha be'enai, v'lo ucha lehisapek. Okay, you want to say the Rambam fit the Rambam, fine. But then to say that the Raivid is always wrong, and me, Omar Pek Kadosh, how can he even say this? That I take issue with, says the Avshar Shlomo. He says, V'chei timso b'kama makomos b'li mispar. V'chol akarim bo, mi b'li shem urgalim bo, v'yodim makor matzavo, yistamru Cyrus rosham, mehiruso mi bilbulo. He says, no, you can't say that. You have to always go and figure out who has the MS. Kach darko, b'vadai k'far nasan olav adin b'chiburo. V'olav ani omer, v'tov ayelo ashtika. Very strong. V'lo l'hachasid arayvin. Ki kol aposo. You have to look at the content of what he's saying, and therefore he's very upset at sometimes the, I'm not saying in this context, but whenever you have a Migdal Oz, remember those words of the Avshar Shlomo, obviously the Migdal Oz would say, no, I think it's really true. And I think the Rambam is saying what he's saying. Or one might say, to defend the Migdal Oz, you can't leave him high and dry, remember what the Ramban says. The Ramban writes in the Hagdama to the Milchamos, that very often I will defend the Ramban, the Rif. Rather, we know the Ramban wrote major works defending the Rif. He wrote the Melchamos Hashem defending the Rif against the attacks of the Balamor, and he wrote the Sefer Aschus defending the Rif against the attacks of the Raivin. Right, and then he wrote it fits. He wrote his Hasagas on the Sefer Mitzvahs on the Rambam to defend the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Bahag. But he writes there that sometimes I think the Rambam's right, or I think the Rif is the Balamor is right, but I'm going to defend them to explain them, to show them where to have Kavod HaRishonim. But he doesn't go that far as to say always that the Balamor is wrong. He'll just explain how the Rif explains the Sugya. Either way, that is an interesting discussion related to our Sugya. That is Mifuzaros. One Chashuk Echemet here, he discusses, if somebody has talking about Chesed Gimel Shanim, that's Gimel Shanim. What if you have a building with a couple of apartments? And you want to create a Chesed Gimel Shanim. Could you just live in one of the apartments? Would that be a chazaka for all the apartments? You think, wait, it just come up part of a field. And what about an apartment? Do you have to like live a month in each of the apartments in the building? Or one apartment is good. They're all connected. It's all one. It's all, you don't have the same exact parallel as, you know, these trees are being nourished from the whole field. You know, that you don't have here. Unless you say, you know, each of the apartments use the same hot water dude on top. So there is a connection between them, but this is his discussion. So he says, he goes through our Gemara, Baze Bazuye, and do other people live there? This gets into the Rambam that we just discussed. Are other people living there or nobody's living there? And therefore it wouldn't be a problem. So at the end he says, L'chora, he would think they're probably considered separate from each other. And therefore, you can't apply trees to a field that all are connected to the whole field. An apartment in a building, that's a little more difficult. But it is an interesting application of this halacha. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what is this talking about? The Rashbam says we are now going to a different context. The Rashbam says this is not, once we're talking about trees and land, so we talk about the other type of chazaka, the chazaka of kinyan, not the chazaka of raya. And this is, somebody sells a field, and he sells the trees to one person, and he sells the field, the land, to another person. That's the context here. That's what the Rashbam says that we are talking about. Tosas can't fathom that. In the middle of the Cheskas Gimel Shadim Sugyas, we have this topic of about the Kinyan Chazaka, which is the topic of the later in the parak. So Tosas works out how he thinks this is all related to our discussion of Cheskas Gimel Shadim. But not Dafka, the Kinyan Chazaka, which comes up later. Tosas brings Rayas against the Rashbam and the Ksos, if we have time, and Reish Tezayin tries to defend the Rayas. But either way, let's continue for now. Says the Gemara. So one person, Reuven, sold his property to Shimon and Levi. Shimon got the trees, Levi got the land. And they each did a chazaka. They each did a kidya chazaka on that. Hechzeg milad zehav makarka. Amar Razvid, zekana ilanos, zekana karka. Razvid says, the tree owner only has the trees. And the landowner only has the land. What's the chiddush? The tree owner has no land around the sides of the trees. We will see, B'Hashem, later on in Amud Beis, that there's a Mishnah later on that talks about, right, the middle prakim of Amavasra. We'll get to Amochar. It's a Svina, it's a lot of Umdina. If I sell you something, what's included? If I sell you a house, is the backyard included? If I sell you a couple of trees, is the land between them included? Right, that's the discussion. So the Gemara there, the Mishnah there is V'chalik. If it's three trees, yeah, you sold land. If it's only two trees, you didn't sell land. If it's one tree, for sure. So here, you sold trees and land. So Rav Zvid says, because you sold both of them separately to two different lekuchos, so it must be that you did not mean to give the Baal Ilanos any of the land in between, and therefore, if, what's the nafkamina? If the trees would eventually die, he would not be able to put up new trees, the Baal Ilanos, because he has no chazaka. He has no ownership of the land. That's what the Rashbam says. Amar Azvid, Zekhani Ilanos, look at the Rashbam, 15th wide line. Lepeiro Seyan below Karka. This one has the Ilanos without any land. Shim Yavshu Ha Ilanos Lo Yita Acher Mimkoman. If the trees would dry up, that's it. Sorry, these are your trees, but you don't have land in order to be able to plant more trees. Even if there are three trees, and as we just said, usually if you sell three trees, then the land goes along with it. Not in this case. That's only if you sell three trees and you're not sure if the land stayed with you or went to the buyer. Here you specifically gave the land to another buyer. That's different. Then the Mishnah, in Amochar es Asvina, that is what is included. The Rashbam just adds, if you continue in that Rashbam, Hani Mili Bilokei, when do we say that that's true, that you get land automatically with three trees? Bilokeach Echad Akone Ilanos B'Tov Shel Chaveiro Tekana Karka Aval Hacha B'Shtei Lekuchos Shel Lokhim B'Yachad. Two buyers buy together, Ze Ilanos V'Ze Karka. So we'll see what the Svari is, as the Gemara is going to say, but in a minute. But that is Rav Zvid. Maskev la Rav Papa, back to the Gemara. Rav Papa says, Im Kain, Ein lo la Baal Ilanos Bakarka Klum. If you're telling me that the Baal Ilanos really has no say in the land, and let's say when the trees die, then he will not be able to replant them, replant new ones. But says Rav Papa, if that Svari is true, that even before that, Le Malay, Baal Karka la Baal Ilanos, Akari Lanach, Shkol Vizil. You know, forget if the tree dies right now. You have no land. Your tree is on my land. So your tree's on my land, so get your tree off my land. Uproot it and rip it out. Take it away. Shkol akor ilanach, shkol vizil. So therefore, Tosis has two days here, whether it means mamish right away, right? The bottom, the Tosis in, is it only when it dries up? It sounds like even later. It sounds like even immediately, if he doesn't have any land. He says, that's what Tosva says. Yichashavai taimim came la'alter nami, kodav shiyavash lema li'akar ilanach. Right, 2 days in Tosva's Yirmaskol, lema. But either way, that's where Rav Papa says, you can't say that they have no land at all. So that's where Rav Papa argues. So, Ela Amar, Rav Papa, zekana ilanos v'chatzi karka, v'zekana zekana chatzi karka. One gets the ilanos and half the karka, and the other gets half the karka. The Rashbam says, it's not dafka, half the karka. A portion enough for the trees. Lavdavka chasi karka, whatever is needed around the tree to put the basket that you will collect with. Then he says maybe it is dafka based on the Gemara later on. But either way, that is the machlokas between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. 2 points. One, interesting. Related, where might this come up, Lamaisa? So years ago, we haven't discussed it recently, but there is an Arsameach. Ar Sameach, it actually is in Yonah Diyoma, at this time of year. But says the Ar Sameach in Hilchus Tefillah, not often does the Ar Sameach, or Meir Sifcha, quote an actual story that occurred. So he quotes a story that happened in Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholios B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar, so it was Parsha Shkalim, three Sifrei Torah, and it was 1883, B'Shas Tafresh Mem Gimel, Nishalti, Hayab. What was it? It was Parsha Shkalim on Rosh Chodesh, and must have been a leap year. It was Parshas Pekudei, Siyam HaSefer. So there was Chazak. So what do you do? So let's talk. Think about this for a second. There was Chazak, and it was Rosh Chodesh, and it was Shkalim. So Shishi is going to read to the end of the parsha. Shishi is going to be Chazak, and then Shvi'i is going to be Rosh Chodesh, and Maftir is going to be Shkalim. Right, that's how it was meant to be. The problem was there was a machlokas, because one person bought the chazaks for the year, and one person bought the aliyah before the end. Right, the aliyah before Achron for the year. So usually that's not chazak. Usually Achron is chazak. But here, the aliyah before Achron is chazak. So the question is, who gets this aliyah? That was the shaila. It sounds like they came Shabbos morning. He says, "Haya, right? Haya siyam asefer nimso. The siyam asefer lefnei achron. The achron karn b'shal rosh chodesh. The nimkar b'shana zuha echad lefnei haachron leisha echad al kol shabsos hashana. He has the aliyah before achron. He doesn't want to have achron chaviv. I want the one beforehand. And vasiyumim me'asvarim leishacher imke lumiy shayech aliyah the siyam asefer shahayom hu lefnei achron. Eich la rosh bazeh. So where in the world would you look for this halacha? So first says the Ar Sameach, oh, I think it's Mefurish. Mefurish Yechoshe Mishpat. What's Mefurish? So we know the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Yechoshe Mishpat and Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, let's say you have six people sitting on a bench in shul. And then the guy who sits on the edge, the guy who has the aisle seat, wants to add on a chair in the aisle. In order, like his son will sit there. The one inside is allowed to protest. No. Right now, I'm only one away from the aisle. You're making me two away from the aisle. And he's allowed to protest. Right? And therefore, he says, Imkein hacha, shato rotze l'tchos ha'isha kana l'fnei achron, kodem siyum ha'sefer, b'masha atakore achron b'sefer acher, yachol l'tchos. Right? Maybe if we give him chamishi, it's still the one before achron in this sefer. First of the three svarim. So maybe that's good enough. So, but he says, the Choshe Mishpat, Shulchan Aruch says you can't say that. He says, and he quotes another example of that, so therefore maybe you have to say that the one before Achron, he's the one that gets Chazak, and the guy that gets Chazak, no, what can you do? But then he says, Ulam, benidon shenishalti, hayushneim muchzakin b'mitzvos mikamashanim. They both had these for years. U'besimchas Torah kanushneim ba'ofan kiddushtakin. Every year at Simchas Torah they buy these. He buys the aliyah before Achron, and he buys Chazak. Imkein eich yadin. He says, alzeh nirali. He says, I think there's a different model. And that is, Cheskas habatim daf lamed zayin. Zehechzik b'ilanos zehechzik b'karka. What in the world does that have to do with us? Right, he gets the trees and he gets the land. If you look in the Rashbam, right, on the line, leimele balakarka, akori lanach shkol bezil, right? What's the svar behind that? Rip up your trees. Rapapa is saying it doesn't make sense that the guy who bought the trees gets nothing. It doesn't make sense, right? It's a rhetorical question. Tell him to rip up the tree. Right, according to your svar that Rav Zvid, that he doesn't get any karka, so Rav Papa would say, you have to rip up your tree right now. What? So then he didn't buy anything? That doesn't make sense. It must be that he bought something. And that's where Rav Papa says, it must be that he has some land under it. So says the Mashach Chachma, says here, the Ar Sameach, that it must be here, the Chazak guy bought five Chazaks. Right, you can't say that he didn't buy one. Right, one of the four, he bought five things. He says, "Nimsa deim nomar desiim hasefer shayach lebal mishakana lefnei achron imkain ein lebal siim hasefer klum." He says, "Aval im nomar de shayach lebal siim hasefer." If you say it goes to the chazak guy, so then fine, the guy who bought the aliyah before achron gets the aliyah before achron in this sefer. So he does get something. He doesn't get nothing. V'yeshla, and therefore, mistaver tekneilo ha'aliyah shalav ne'achron v'oso sefer. U'kamo da'amar hasam, zekon achatzi karka. Avagav de lo pirish lo b'mechiraso. Even though, you don't, he didn't specify and explicate it. Rocky Lanos. I only mention trees. I only mention chazaks. Right, I know. Right, so still, bishop to lo yugra koach lekishe yisyabesh imkein kol shegen kan darmina zekivnu al oso sefer shalo yatsa bal hasiyum embrekan kein nirali lahalacha v'chein heishavti l'shoali lo ma'isa tekef. He must have come Shabbos morning and asked the kasha. So that makes the story even more amazing. So in his mind, on Shabbos morning, while they asked him the kasha, he's going through Choshe Mishpat Kufay and Aleph and Bava Asolam and Zion. And remember, this was pre-Dafyomi. So he just had this in his, mind. You can't even say that, oh, it worked out that was the Dafyomi for the day. No. And even if you want, it doesn't matter which one bought the aliyahs first. Even if the one who bought the aliyah for Achron first bought it before the Chazak, doesn't matter. Lo Shaykh Lomar, the Shaykh Larishon, the Kivat Asim, Vada Yimachar Acharz. Everybody knows they're selling Chazaks in 2 minutes from now. And therefore, Havi Kimachar, Lashnaim, Babai Sachas, Tiamrin, the Lashnaim, Bain Yafizavin, Ze Borer Ma'od Vidok. That's the Or Sameach, classic, Perak Yud Gimel Halacha Chaf, here in Hilchos Tefillah. That's the Or Sameach. The Chelkas Yoav, my Breish from Switzerland uses this in a similar shaila. Shaila, the Chashugi Chemek quotes this, but it's all the Chelkas Yaakov and Arachayim. He says it's related to the case that was brought to him was there was a matzah bakery. There was one guy that always it's very hard to get a turn in the matzah bakery. So one group always had the Sunday after Purim, the first Sunday after Purim. That was their group. That was their time. And the other one had the day after Purim. Day after Purim. Purim was on a Friday. Right, so now what? Who gets Sunday? Nobody's doing it on Shabbos. So who gets, that was his Shaila. So he starts relating it to the Or Sameach here, right? Do you say he only meant the Sunday, but he was pushed off? He relates it to another interesting Shaila in the postkin. Let's say somebody has a chazaka blowing shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and one guy does it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So in a year where the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, who gets to blow on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Major discussion in the postkin. Right? Do we say this is only one? So therefore, the one guy, the day one, or no, this is day two of Rosh Hashanah. I blow every year, day two of Rosh Hashanah. So that is also, all these are related. When do we say that? If something is pushed off, so then it is, you take into account the other person's state. One other ha'ara, and that is the ksos, again, I'm not going to get into the details now, feel free to look at it, in Reish Tezayin, that ksos that we mentioned, that tries to defend the Rashbam against Tosfos' attacks here. Tosfos says, if this is just about Kinyanim, what is this Gemara doing here? Right, this should be about Becheskos Gimel Shanim. So yes, Kashas, but also, why does the Gemara talk about Chazaka, B'ilonus of a Karka, why not Shtar, why not Kesef? But there is an interesting discussion of the ksos, relating to the Mishnah Melech Safek. Could you do a Kinyan Chazaka on a property that's not really yours yet? This is the Shaila. The Shamati, first he quotes the Mishnah Melech. Shamati Shachach Miador Shelefanai Nistafku. The rabbis had a Safek. I rented out a Dira. I rented out an apartment to someone. Lizman Katsuf. And then I want to sell it or to rent it out to someone else. For after that time, could that second party do a Kinyan Chazaka already during the first months, during the first guy's property? Would that be enough of a Kinyan Chazaka? Right, he can't live there yet, but because the other guy's there. But could a Kinyan Chazaka work while it's still not mine yet? That was the question of the Mishnah LeMelech. Imahani l'sheni Kinyan Chazaka dinol gadur aparetz kibun to habayis v'chol tashmisha shayach laharisho not asman. So he says a nechlugu bochach mehador. Right, the question is, could you do a Kinyan? What's a Kinyan Chazaka about? That's the Shaila. Can you do a Kinyan Chazaka before it's yours? So here, the Ksos relates that to our case, the machlokas that Rav Papa has for Rav Zvid. So Rav Papa is saying, hey, rip up your trees. 1 second. Is there at all, they each did a Kinyan Chazaka. So Rav Zvid did a Chazaka on the fruit. He took some fruit off. Is there any Kinyan Chazaka done underneath the tree? Right, Rav Papa did a Kinyan Chazaka on the land. So now this works for all the land. Right, so underneath the tree, he didn't do a Kinyan Chazaka. Is that still the owner of the fruits or not? So that's what he relates that case to. And Pashtus is, he says, you cannot do a Kinyan Chazaka there. Because again, the whole point of Kinyan Chazaka, as we'll talk about later in the Perek, Pez Hashem is Horaz Bailus. A reflection that I'm the owner. That's how he explained the Rambam. That you don't even might not have to do a Kinyan even, but Gufa Karka. You just put your fruit out. You dry your fruit because that's what an owner does. So how can you act like an owner if you're not the owner yet? Right, it's very hard to say. If you want to do an idea of Mishicha, I lift something up, I pull something, that might be a formal action that is required, that maybe it doesn't have to be yours yet. But a Kinyan Chazaka, it's all about showing that you're the owner. That's what a Kinyan Chazaka is all about. Right, the Rush writes in Maseches Gittin in the 8th parak, talking about doing a Kinyan Chazaka on a get. Talks about opening a door. What about closing a door?
What about, you know, do you have to lock the door or just close the door? Right? All of these are about what does a real owner do? Right? That's the discussion in the Rishonim there. He says, He talks about this in the beginning of the 8th parak. Again, that's the idea of kinyan chazaka. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Pshita, machar, karka, vishir, ilanos lafanov. So, different. We just spoke about the case where you sold two different things. So we're now about, what about this case? What happens if I sold karka and I kept trees? And I kept a couple of trees for me. So machar, karka, vishir, ilanos lafanov, yesh lo karka. There, he for sure keeps land for his two trees. Right? Even if, the Rashbam explains, even if it's only two trees. We'll get to later on. If you sell three trees, you definitely sold some land, but two trees, you might not have. But here, if he kept the trees to himself, and he only sold the land, so then that is for sure. He kept the land enough, the Rashbam says, kidei michyas ha'ilanos v'tzarchan, right, for whatever is needed. And therefore, even if the land, if the trees dry up, he will be able to plant new trees. That's always the nafkamina in this Gemara. Whether you own land or not, if the trees die, could you put in new trees? So that's the Gemara. If I sell a karka and I kept the trees to myself, even only two, yesh lo karka, I still keep the karka, via filu the Rabbi Akiva to Amar. And even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, we'll have this later on, right, what this machlokes is, comes up in another, a few contexts there. When I sell something and I'm not sure how to interpret my actions, do I say, the person sells with a good eye, ba'ayin yafeh. He always gives more than, if there's a doubt, he gave it. Or do you say, ba'ayin ra'ah, right? If you have a doubt, he didn't give it. So Rabbi Akiva there is going to say, like, if you sell a house, you include the pit in the backyard for water. Or if you sell the pit, do you include all the area around the pit, or do you leave open a path for you to get to the pit? Right? All of these different, details. So, says the Gemara here, even according to Rabbi Akiva, da'amar mocher ba'ayin yafeh mocher, who usually says, when you sell, you always assume that he sells more. Or if you are in doubt, still here, he keeps ownership of the land of the trees. Why? Hani mili gabi bar vedus. Over there, where do you say that he's mocher ba'in yafeh? That's by a bar vedus. That is, if somebody sells a pit, we assume that maybe he didn't sell. I sell you a yard, the case was, and I keep ownership of the pit. So do I have to pay you to walk to my pit? Or do I assume that? No, obviously I left that for myself. Rabbi Akiva says you have to pay. Ba'ayin yafeh. So even according to him, you know why there is ba'ayin yafeh? Because de lo machshu ba'ara. That pit is not negatively affecting the yard around it. So there's no reason for me to think in the future that the buyer is going to start screaming at me, hey, your pit is ruining my field. So that's why ba'ayin yafeh. Avali lanos, but in our case, trees, de kamachshi ba'ara, shiyirei shayir. But in our case, where eventually, he might start complaining that the roots are ruining his land, that he might ask me to get rid of the trees. So there, you know what, I keep more for myself. Some of the land belongs to me. Shirin v'shayir, di lo shir, because if he didn't leave anything, you know what he might tell me? Laimali, akari lana vizil. He might tell me, you know what, at some point, take your tree and leave. I'm not interested in having your tree. That's the case where he sells land and he keeps the trees. What about the other case? Machari lana svashir karkalafanav. If he sold the trees, but he kept the land, pluk the Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. And we'll see, the Rashbam says right across, ubishne ilanos mayri. And we're talking about the issue of two trees. If it's three trees, that's a Mishnah later on. If you sell three trees, then you are kona the karka in the, in between the trees. But this is two trees. If you sold the trees and not the land, so that's the machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. Lur, Rabbi Akiva, damar mocher, bayin yafeh mocher, islay. According to Rabbi Akiva, who says that when you sell, it's mayin yafeh, so then, including the trees, is some land, even by two trees. Lur Rabbanan, less slay. And the Rabbanan would say not. And the Gemara says, this machlokas tanoim is not relevant to the machlokas amoron that we just had on Amud Aleph. Lur Rabbi Akiva Islay, in this case, where a seller sells trees and keeps land for himself, you sold the land also, Islay, via filu lur Rav Zvid to Amar, and even according to Rav Zvid, who said on Amud Aleph, ain lo, remember the case of Rav Zvid, I sold the trees to one person and land to another person. So the tree guy has no land. So that's not against Rabbi Akiva. Even Rav Zvid, who says they're separate, hani mili gabish de lekuchos. That's only, when did he say the Baal Ha'ilanos has no Say in the land that's only by two buyers. To Amalei, Kihechi Dilididi, Lesli Bi Ilanos, the Baal HaKarka could say, just like I have no say in your trees, Lididachnami, Leslacha Bakarka. So you have no say in my land. Right? The Yish could say, hey, he sold it to us and he split it. You take the trees, I take the land. Aval Hacha, Mocha Bayan Yafa Mocha. But here, where it's just talking about one buyer, so that's different. One buyer, he buys, you could say it's Bayan Yafa, and the seller gives him more of those rights. L'Rabbanon, less land. According to the Rabbanon, who argued Rabbi Kiva, less land. The one who buys the two trees has no land. Via Filo L'Rapapa, and even according to the Rapapa, to Amar Yeshla, who said that if you sell the land and the trees have some land with it, that's different. Hani Mili Gabishne Lukuchos. That's only by two Lukuchos, to Amar Lei, Kihech, Dilidi Doch Zavin Ba'ayin Yafeh, Lizinami Zavin Ba'ayin Yafeh. Because he could say, just like you were sold by Yafeh, you have some, so to me. Just like he gave you a lot of land, he gave me some land too. But here, if you only sell it to one person, you could say it was sold by Ayin Ra. Good. What is this machlokas about Ba'ayin Ra and Ba'ayin Yafa? Is that a machlokas in Mitzius? Right? What people do? Right? What the what general behavior? Sounds like what are people more generous or not? That's what it sounds like. We generally not like to say that there is a machlokas in Mitzius, generally. The Tosfos Yontif writes this in a few places. I'll just quote one or two in Masechah Shabbos. The Tosfos Yontif discusses in the beginning of the 12th parak of Masechah Shabbos, the malacha boneh. What is the minimum requirement for boneh? So the Tanakhama says, any tiny amount, that boneh kol shu, any tiny little amount is the malacha boneh. Any chiseling and digging and drilling. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Af hamake bekurnis alastan bishas malacha chayev. Even just banging the hammer on the anvil, right, getting ready to do work, that also, that's bona. Mipnei shu kimisake malacha. That's like taking malacha. That's like bona also, or make bepatish, right? Just by banging the hammer before you make anything, that itself. So what does the Tanakhama say? Whether that's people don't do that, says the Tosfos Yontif there. V'tzrichan ana lomar sha'avo bishakin hayu osin mikamaka mochashel le Tanakhama shetei malacha b'fnei atzma sheyischayev alei ha'osa. No, it must be it's done, but he doesn't consider that malacha. Aval ein lomar de Tanakhama sfira le shaloha yu osin kain she'i efshar sheyichalku b'mitzius v'hari anu roim shekain osin hanafachim heim har barzel. You can't say that. And he quotes it earlier, a couple of parakim earlier. He also says that you can't have a machlok in the Mitzius. In the 10th parak, where is discussed how people carry things and how people wear things, talks about if you're hotza'a. So machlok is about people who carry notes. Af makabli pitkin, yud dalas. There also, he says, you can't say that it's a machlokas about how people carry, because that will be a machlokas in Mitzius. If you look in the Sechemed, though, Sechemed classic, those who listen to the Navi Shir, we just had yesterday, the phrase Sechemed comes from a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Sechemed, the delicious, desirous field. So there, he talks about in Chelek, this is Chelek Dalad, yeah, Chelek Dalad, page 274, machlokas in Mitzius, lomar depligim hayakein or lo hayakein. Is that Efshar or not? So first he goes through 15 different sources about it. It's impossible. It's impossible. You can't say that. Right? Why? Because just figure it out. Go check. Hechi pligi b'milsa de Efshar l'varer u klomar to lo shayach plukta b'mitzius u pirish to lo kulei alma les b'utam. Right? So in all these cases, he says, like he quotes Rishonim, by the case of yesh b'gidim b'nosei tam o'e b'gidim b'nosei tam. Right? You can't say that what it's going to actually give off taste. Figure it out. Check. Trefa chaya, trefa lo chaya. Does it live for 12 months or not live for 12 months? So the Ramban asks, you can't say that's a machlokas in Mitzius. Right, so in all of these cases, the Rishonim try to figure out, no, really, this is the reality, and the machlokas is, how do you consider that reality? Is that a reality? Is it a miyad amatsi? Is it not miyad amatsi? You have a halachic argument. That's how, generally, almost all the times that there's a machlokas in Mitzius, where, lachor, we would say, just check, we would say that really it turns into a halachic one. But then the Sechemed goes into a number of cases where we seem to have a machlokas in Mitzius. And he ends up by saying, and this is his Yesod Gadol, based on earlier sources, a machlokas in Mitzius that's in front of you that you can never have. Just go check. But if it's a machlokas in Mitzius that is harder to figure out, or is historically past. Let's see, it's a machlokas, he quotes a machlokas, where was certain kelim in the Mishkan? Where were they situated? Or in the base of Migdash? So there's machlokas, so there's Rashi, Rambam. Oh, now how can you say? No, you can say there's machlokas. You can't check that. So there you might say, it's a machlokes in Mitzius, and when Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash will figure out exactly, you know, which one is the, was the correct day. There's nothing wrong with saying that. You can't say Elo Ve'elo Jevel Kim Chayim because one of them is wrong and okay. But there you can say it's a machlokes in Mitzius because you can't check. Right, Rashi and the Ramban have a machlokes. How many Aronos were there? Right, in Sefer Dvarim. One Aron and two Arons. Okay, that's a machlokes. You can't check that. There's no Arons here. So that you could say there's a machlokes in Metzias. Right? Or he says, sometimes, some of the roves, like he doesn't quote, I don't know if he quotes this one, but, right, Ba'ayin Yafe, Ba'ayin Ra. So they did their own studies. It's not a machlokes. It's hard to pin down. Certain behaviors psychologically of people. You know, give birth in Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsa, he quotes. Whether Reach, whether this, the aroma, right, goes into food cooked in the same oven. Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsa. Isn't that a machlokes and Messias? He says, no. It's hard to figure out. Sometimes yes, yeah, sometimes no. So all of these, he says, there's no problem with saying machlokes and Messias. Another machlokes. Im Isha Misaberes Mi Bia Rishona. Olo. Machlokas. How can you say? Just check it out. The answer is, it's not so clear. Nirid ein zim and akoshi. Tavadi bakoshi gadulu. The esher lamad al bara davar. Vitachin shagam levarer mina grov haolam hu kashe hametzius. V'lachin. He says, you know, there's different people say the minhag is this, and other people say the minhag is this. It depends where you are. It depends on the research that you do. So that's why he says sometimes, you do have a machlokas and metzius. Right, and that is A, if it's a historical past event that you don't know, you can't check, or B, if it's something that's not so clear to figure out. Right, it's based on, populations, and it's based on percentages. The only time you'd have to figure, Machlokes and Messias is if you're, you know, right now, if you have something in front of you, we'd rather not say that. But that's an important Stechemet, page 274, 275, in Chelek Dalet. Okay, let's just finish up. Amri Nahardoi. Nahardoi says, Achlan Ritzufin. Now we're getting back to the 30 trees in that area that we said he'd do a chazak on. Some of them, it's a chazak on all of them. Right? And this was Tosus's problem. Like, what is this doing in the middle of Chesed Gimel Shanim? But the Rishon would say, we're talking about trees and land, so that's what it works. That's why it's here. So Achlan Ritzufin, if he ate them, but they were more packed in, Ritzufin, they were packed in more than the ratio we said before. Ein lo chazaka, there's no chazaka there. No chazaka there created. Why? Because some of these, as we said, are asid to be ripped out. So therefore, you cannot create a chazaka for the whole field. So matzav rava elameata hay mishra da aspasta b'maykanile. But one second, what about a field of aspasta? Field of aspasta, the Rashbam explains, are grown very tightly together, and eventually some of them are ripped out. So what you're going to tell me? You can never be kone bechazaka a case of aspasta. So why? Just because some of them are going to be ripped out. So elam harav. Okay, rava changes. Not achlan ritzufin, but machran ritzufin ein lo karka. If you sell this amount of trees that are all stuffed together, so then there is no karka that goes along with it. Why? Because if there are more than 10 to a base sa'ah, you don't say, if you buy three trees, then you get the karka with it. Because, as the Rashbam says, the ainzes steha ilan de la akar u l'sharesh kaima. You can uproot it. So you don't say, in this context, three automatically brings land. And Amar Ebizera kitanoi. Maybe this issue, whether you view trees as if they're uprooted already or not, is a machlok estanoim. Karen shayinu to, right, this is about, following mission is about Karen. We know, kilai ha-Karen, you have to distance the tua from the Karen. But there's a difference between whether it's a vine or a whole vineyard, halachically. One vine, you can say, stay six tefachim away. A Karen, dalet amos. Right, so it's a difference whether something's considered a vine, a plain independent vine, or a whole kerem. So kerem shayinu tua alpachos me arba amos. If you have a kerem that the vines are planted with less than 4 amos between them, which is not the normal way to plant, Rabbi Shimon Omer eno kerem. Rabbi Shimon says that that's not called a kerem. Right, that's called separate. It's not normal, right, when they're so stuffed together, and therefore you just have to distance 6 tefachim from this because you do not view them as if they're not there. Right, they're there, and therefore it's only called a vine. V'chachamim omrim, harezu kerem, no, it could be called a kerem, v'roenes ha'emsoyim ki'ilu einon. You're allowed to dismiss the ones in between, you could view this all as a kerem, and therefore you'd have to distance 4 amos from the edge. So again, that is connected to Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Again, that could be a Din D'Oraisa. This is a Din D'Rabbanan. The parallel we discussed a few weeks ago, Kain D'Oraisa Tikkun, we're comparing now two things. We're comparing, according to the Ksos, if you assume Cheskas Gimel Shanim is Takana Durabanan, and we're comparing this to a Din D'Oraisa about what's called a Kerem, what's called a vine. That's an important parallel. Either way, we will stop here on Daf Lamed Zayin. Okay?